It's 9:05 at Q92 Radio.
Good morning, everyone. Time for the Saturday Morning Coaches Show, brought to you by Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, the Country Butcher in Dawson. Now the Coaches Show with Dick Newman and Paul Ramo.
Good morning and welcome to the Lac La Parle Coaches Show. Dick Newman bringing you the report this morning with Paul Ramo at his usual position at the control panel. The boys and girls basketball teams are hopping on the bus as I speak, and we're going to be talking to them after we talk wrestling with Hank Ireland. But the dance line, I guess, is not going to be held today, so I'm not sure where it was, but you don't have to go there, but go to South Dakota and watch boys and girls basketball. So talking now with Hank Ireland, and here a week ago, Hank, you had the ninth grade league and also the two conferences, West Central and Camden Conference. So let's talk about the ninth grade league first and then go into the Camden Conference and West Central Conference.
Yeah, the ninth grade league, they were down in Mora for their ninth grade league state tournament, and they started off against Farmington and they won 45-28, so it was a good win. Then you guarantee yourself two more matches, and it's always good to get that third match down there. So it was a good win to start off. And then they had Cass and Mantraville, and they're always tough, and they still are tough, and their ninth grade league team ended up beating United, was it 43-9. And then in the consolation round, they went up against Park area, and it was a tight duel, and it came down to, they ended up losing by 3 points. We don't have a heavyweight on the ninth grade league, so we ended up forfeiting. And I think they ended up losing, it was like 39-42, so it was a tight duel.
Yeah.
It's a good one for them. A lot of great matches. Kids wrestled well, and a good accomplishment for them to make it to state and then get a win down there and get their three matches in. So it was a great job by Coach Coyle and Coach Jake Boffin.
Yeah. And
the boys wrestled well.
Yeah, and like we said last week, that's a one-class system, so Casson is in our class, but Farmington would not be. So, yeah. So.
While they were there, the varsity, the 10th through 11th, or 12th graders, were over in Canby for the West Central Conference, Camden Conference tournament. And the boys wrestled well there. We ended up taking third as a team and losing by 3 points. So I think if we had our ninth grade, we were the only team there that had our ninth grade league in the state tournament. So I think if we would have had our ninth graders with us, we maybe would have scored a few more points to win that tournament. But it was good for the ninth grade league to be where they were supposed to be.
Right.
The varsity, Holland Shocker at 139, he went 2-1 in all conference. And then third and fourth are honorable mentioned all conference.
Okay.
Holland was an all-conference wrestler. Cameron Sather went 3-0 and took first place. Gabe Lowry went 1-2 and took fourth place. Ben Gunlickson took second place, going 2-1 on the day. Eli Olson went 3-0 and took first. Brian Rohde went 3-0 and took first. Gavin Mortensen went 3-0 and took first place. Braden DeJaden was 2-1 and took second place. And Aiden Olson took fourth place at 160. And yeah, we think we brought 10 wrestlers and 9th place, so that was a good showing by the boys. And then this week we had a kind of a light week with only wrestling last night in Lamberton, but the snow and the weather kind of took a few practice dates away from us. We had a bunch of sickness going through the team. We had a couple guys out. I think we only brought 6 varsity wrestlers to Lamberton. But Eli Olson went 2-0 and took first place. Braden DeJaden went 3-1 and took third place, and he won the pin award, the most pins. He got 3 pins in the least amount of time, so that was kind of cool for him to win that 10 award.
Yeah.
Kevin Isaguirre took fifth place. Cam Sather went 2-1 and took second place. Christian Nordenberg went 0-2. Bentley Boffin wrestled well and went 2-2 and took fifth place. Josh Kranz went 0-2. And Brian Rohde went 2-1 and took second place. And the team took fifth place there. There was a couple teams that were out due to the cold weather that weren't able to make it. But the teams that were there were some good competition. And like I said, we're down four of our captains on our team with either a little bumps and bruises or out sick with illness. So we hope all those guys are resting up and they should be ready to go for next week. We have a busy week next week.
Yes, you do.
With Tuesday, we're going to be in Dawson. We have a quad with Minneota's coming, New London Spicer is coming, and Worthington. So two section opponents and then a close nearby opponent in Minneota. And we're also doing senior night that night, and then we're also going to do a youth night, have all the Youth United wrestlers come out to the mat and wrestle a quick match and have the high school kids ref them. So it should be a big night in Dawson for Team United. Like I said, New London Spicer is one of our section teams, so that'll be for a seed, so that'll be a big duel for us. And then Thursday we go to Marshall. Marshall is in our section, and there'll be another big section opponent for seeding-wise. That's just a duel. And then Friday we go to St. Cloud. We lost an event, so we had to add one. So I found the St. Cloud event and figured might as well go there on a Friday night and get three matches in. And that'll be St. Cloud Tech and Chaska Chanhassen and Monticello. So a couple bigger schools that we don't get to see, which is kind of nice. Just go wrestle. And that'll be next week. Busy week next week. Then the ninth grade league today, they're starting up. They're probably all weighed in and figuring out their seeds. But today they're over in Canby wrestling their ninth grade league individual tournament.
So hopefully two or three go to the state individuals.
Yeah, we got a big ninth grade group that they all have good shots to make it. There's about five, six of them that have a good shot to make it there. But it's a tough tournament, you know. It's like you said before with the team. It's all one class, so it's everyone. I think there's about 20 teams in the section for the region for the ninth grade of the year. So it's a tough tournament, and the top two go to state next Saturday.
Okay. Well, it's nice that you got New London Spicer. That you lost that event the very first. Scheduled very first event in December, so for section purposes, for team and individual, that's an important duel.
It'll be for our section. We're the north. It's the north and the south. We're in the north,
right?
And we've wrestled Mahaka and Hutchinson, so we got wins over them. So we have a good shot to go try to get the number one seed in the north half going into sections, which is coming up faster than you think.
Yeah, for sure. Okay. Well, best of luck. I guess if you're going to get sick, now's the time to do it and not at the tournament time. So get them healed up and little nagging injuries over and ready to go. So, yeah.
Well, thank you.
Yeah, thanks for the report and best of luck. And we'll hear all about those three events next Saturday morning. All right. Be talking to Dylan Erickson on girls basketball after this break.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
You'll want to shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. Why? Well, Kip has some great specials in January. Fresh beef cuts, 10% off. Pork, beef, and variety bundles, 10% off. Or pre-order ground chuck, $6.50 a pound. The Country Butcher in Dawson, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Mondays. January specials at the Country Butcher is perfect for filling the freezer this month and warming up winter meals. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information. Information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
I'm with Monica Bothan here in Dawson on Chestnut Street. What's up, Monica?
Well, Paul Ramo, Valentine's Day is fast approaching, and I'm full with every gift idea you can get for your special someone. For every gift certificate bought, you enter in a drawing to win a free $100 gift certificate. A lot of great winter fashions available, and Monica has a huge vacation room full of color, dresses, capris, shorts, sandals, skirts, and more. Great jewelry has also arrived. Like me on Facebook. My hours are Wednesday through Friday, 10 to 6, Saturday, 10 to 5, or by appointment. I'm located at 931 Chestnut Street in Awesome Dawson.
The 2026 construction season will be here before you know it, so now's the time to plan ahead. Holt Larson with HL Companies in Dawson says whether you're breaking ground or greening things up, HL Companies is your solution. From excavation and demolition to hydro seeding and establishing a plush green lawn, HL Companies does it all. Call Holt Larson today for a free quote at 320-361-0175. That number again, 320-361-0175. HL Companies, get ready for 2026 and get it done right.
Welcome back to the Coach's Show. Turn our attention to all the girls' basketball. And Dylan, you had a couple games this week, and then you're on the bus right now, headed to South Dakota. We'll hear all about that after we talk about the two games that you had, Tuesday and, I don't know, Thursday or Friday. So.
Yep, Tuesday, Friday. Yep, good morning. Thanks for having me, guys. Shout-out to our Hoops Club and the people who are generous enough to donate to the girls' basketball stuff. We're actually taking a post bus down to 30-40 minutes south of Brookings today, this morning, kind of on our way to play Tolman. We'll talk about that one later, but so we started off the week Renville County West came into town, or came out to the Valley, and a team that, you know, we've had a lot of success over my 10 years so far, and you know, a team that I thought was completely pretty well throughout the game. We match up well. They have some size, they have some guards, they have a little more length, but also pretty athletic. Pretty much everybody that's from the last couple of years now, kind of like group at the end of each year and seniors, and have a lot more experience than us, and I would say. But again, a team I like going in against, and we started off the game kind of back and forth. We from the lead to about 5 or 6 in that first half, and it kind of stayed very tough. So right before half, it came down and got a tip on a rebound and put in a bucket, and so we ended up winning the half of 24-22. And got a little strength throughout that first half, but both teams did a good job of trying to take certain things away, kind of adjusting on the fly in the first half. And we had some momentum, and sometimes I thought we were down with a bigger than we wanted to get the lead, but this game gave us some shots to fall, and a few turnovers here and there that just were costly in a bad situation that gave us a chance to really stay in the game. So again, talking about that kind of stuff, they have got a few adjustments for some of their shooters, how they're going to dart on them and things like that. And this has kind of been our Achilles heel now the last few weeks, especially the second half of games. I don't know if it comes with our legs or what exactly it is, but RCW made a pretty good side adjustment. They're sat at 2-3s on that second half for this entire game. And right now, we haven't been shooting the ball from the outside as well as we would like. or as high percentage as we'd like to at the rate we were. So good move by them. They sat in our zone, and we hit two free throws out of half. And then after that, I think I was talking about going on a 10 to 12 minute stretch there again where we've had avenues in the second half and really having a tough time scoring the ball. Ended up not scoring, but it was at least 12 minutes. We didn't score a field goal. And we only had two field goals for the second half, and we just connected, packed in the paint, took the alley away, put two or three rolls on, and we couldn't get anything going every time in the zone. And we just did not get the buckets of fall from the outside. We just stretched that defense out and, opened that middle back up for us. And also, they just didn't back here, and they had some room to work earlier. And, so again, we struggled down the stretch, like I said, to get anything going in the second half to score. Not like they outscored us a ton either. They outscored us about 9 in the second half. We outscored 12 points in the second half. And after we hit those two free, they got a half lead and in that long run. Only two field goals the rest of the game. We were four free throws, but that ended the game. And so it was just got tighter and tighter as the half went on. And then let us loose from the outside. We just did not get in the half. And we ended up dropping that one. Dodge won 41-34. So again, good effort by us. Just got to figure out the stagnant parts in that second half. And even like last night, the same thing happened too. We just struggled in the score to get things to go in that second half, especially after the first 2 minutes. It seems like our legs were something really with us, and we get that point. And we just can't play big out of it before it's too late.
Okay, some of the statistics on that RCW game?
Yeah, Valley led us with 17 points and 21 rebounds. Again, it's been a monster on the boards for us. Getting us a lot of, we should have 5 offensive rebounds that night. It's been a lot of second chance points, and again, securing those defensive rebounds, and giving us a chance to get out and going. And they're throwing bodies at her left and right, like it's a foot in my zone. She went two or three girls, great down it all night. Still coming away with rebounds, and finally made the score, and still be effective. And sometimes we gotta make some shots, and sometimes we don't fall free, and that's really good. That's nothing to get really tough. And then Aiden bought out 3 points for us. Jeremy Houston had 5 points for us. Again, I got some time in this year. Played pretty well. Again, maybe starting to slow down. Actually, getting a little bit of rhythm even with her legs being at 60%, let's say. She's really starting to figure out a role, and finally got a little bit now in the varsity. Ashley Shelton had 2 points for us. Even Taylor had 2 points for us. Had 2 points for us. And Brooklyn Anderson had a bucket for us. So again, scoring was hard to come by that night. But again, back to work, and no one's going to feel sorry for you. And you just got to find ways to, execute and reward ourselves when we get in positions to score in basketball.
Okay. B-Squad on the night?
B-Squad, too. I know Sheriff's sitting right behind me. He might smile hearing me talk right now, but I know we both felt like we let one slip, varsity and B squad, but he felt like they let one slip on the JV night too. Just kind of the same thing. We reverted back to some of our old habits, things we hadn't been doing, for a while, especially at the B squad level, and they've been playing better and better. And we let slip away there. Girls didn't come ready enough from the jump, and just wasn't enough time left in the game to really get ourselves back in. So they ended up dropping that one as well.
Okay. And then the second game this week.
Yeah, and we traveled to Mineota Gym. That's hard to win in, no matter what. Since I've been here, it's only been one or two times maybe, and you walk in that gym and or in their commons area and stuff, and you just see all the hardware they have, and everything they've done over the last forever. It seems like they've been rock solid. You look at the girls are walking around looking at the trophy case and things like that, and it's all dreams and things that we want to be, and that's the level we want to be at that consistently too. But again, they got a lot of kids back from last year's team, and they're young. They got some sophomores, juniors, and they got one senior that starts for them, but a lot of underclassmen too for them, and they're starting to play really well and get back to kind of their Mineota brand. They get out and run and transition. They're physical. They take the middle away. Again, just well coached and move so well together. And they got some shooting from the outside, and on the cookie girl inside is a lefty, and she's tough as nails. And so we knew we'd have our hands full. But again, kind of like a week ago today against Prinsburg, a top five team ranked in state, We played with Frinsburg for the first 10 minutes before kind of the wheels fell off, I would say, a little bit. But same thing last night against Mignon. In the first 10, 12 minutes, it was back and forth. We got the first bucket of the game, then they come down and score. When then we go down, the score is 4-2, and then it's back and forth. And then it was 12-9, and then they hit a three and grew it to 6 and call a timeout just to kind of regroup. Things were starting to, you know, get a little shaky on us. Thought we did well handling their full court pressure, you know, for that first part of the game there, and then all of a sudden the wheels really fell off. All four of them fell off at the same time, and the ball was ending up in their hands. You know, all these live ball turnovers, they were getting 1-2 dribbles, layups, and we didn't have hardly a chance to look at to get a chance to score. Even we didn't get across half court, or they trapped us in the full. And again, you know, they sat in the zone too, and it was hard to get any looks from the outside. We weren't making any threes from the outside to kind of extend that to open up, but thought we battled really hard that first 10, 12 minutes. If we can do things like that more often and more repeated and, you know, consistently, these scores aren't going to be nearly as drastic as they were. We ended up, it was a 12 to 9 game, and all of a sudden, before you blink your eye, we're walking into halftime down 42-18, just like that, with their pressure and, you know, the way they run, get out and run and full boards. And, again, just another learning experience for us. So what we could regroup and things we could try change for that second half. And our goal last night as a team, we all had individual goals, but the team was just doing the little things, and we really got away from that towards the end of that first half and even into the second half. And then again, that far kind of hit us. We only scored 8 points in the second half. Again, just that hitting that wall of being able to score the ball. In any kind of rhythm and consistency. I mean, basketball is really hard. If you're not making shots and getting in a rhythm, offense can be really hard no matter what you're running or what you're doing. It's all about finding that groove and being able to take off and get back yourself into that game a little bit. And we started with that in the second half with a full-court pressure basically for the entirety of the game, late until the 5-6 minute mark. And they didn't back down a little bit, because that's a good learning lesson for our girls. Teams aren't going to feel bad for you, and you have to get out there, and you have to figure it out and find ways to change and make different plays and not continue to be the, you know, the most repeated things over and over. And again, just out of half, we turned the ball over twice. We missed an assignment on defense, left somebody wide open. We got fouled, Brooklyn shot made 2 free throws, and then there we are. You know, we're getting back on defense, and we completely just forget to guard somebody, and we just need to find some leadership on the court and somebody to take over and serve each other accountable rather than just sure they're on the bench. And those mistakes just can't happen, especially against a team like that, because they're going to make you pay for it, and they did, basically for, you know, 3 quarters in that game. And so we ended up dropping out last night to 76-20. So, yeah, another tough one. Good team. They're playing really well right now, too. Early in the year, I would say they were still trying to find a way that they haven't played their result for a while, and they got her back, and it seems like they're quick on all cylinders right now. So about to might do what you'd expect out of Mignota.
Yeah. Statistics on the night?
Yeah, we love us again. We're scoring with 15 points and 16 rebounds on the game, especially in that second half. We have to get us in 6 or 8 points, and then after that, they really started to collapse out of our hands. And probably got thrown up a little bit more, and get some more quality issues and getting things done on that thing. You know, and that's the way we just never back down the entire night. Again, just really proud of the rest of the team. Hard as a senior, you know, to kind of go through some of these strengths in a season like this, you know, it's your last four rounds, and you want to find some victories. And that's the main goal, I guess, at the end of the day, is you got to win games. And they're not coming through right now, too, as a team. And, the whole is just a positive to keep working, and knowing she put it all out there every day, every night, and that's all I can ask out of her. I just appreciate that out of her. More than she'll ever know. When Griffin Nelson had a back in a couple of free throws, she had three threes, and Ashley Shelton had a couple of free throws in the back in like 3 threes, and Aiden Bond had like 3 points for us, too. So, again, not a whole lot of scoring to come by. We're hoping today maybe South Dakota can change that crossing the border and getting playing quarters again and using a different basketball and all those fun things, and somebody we've never played before and doesn't know a lot about us. Hopefully we can find some rhythm today and you know, maybe leading to next week and to last 2 weeks of the season here to kind of find something that we can continue to grow out of.
Okay. B squad?
Yeah, these questions, again, really nice first half. It was tied 9-9 late in that first half. They went on a run before half and kind of grew a lead, but even in the second half, it was an 8-10 point game. Kind of, I think the worst thing. And again, a lot of girls down there, like a TV Conroy, again, proud of her, but they're in a different spot that she really hasn't been in before, having had a basketball with Brindle and Aston and playing the first half. And so the ball's on her hands a ton, and he's been out on the perimeter. Probably hasn't played there a whole lot throughout her career. It's been, had some size and some length. She's always been kind of around the basket, and she's going to step out and let her ball a little more, too. And you know, so if you get back to the first year, and back last night, and again, as a 5'10", 6-footer, handling the basketball and splashing as we could get reserves or ways to help these girls grow and develop and new things and get on base a bit and are going to come up with that too. But hopefully it pays off down the road.
Okay. Well, then let's turn our attention to today. It's kind of a nice thing where you play some teams out of state, some different rules for the games, and then teams that you never will see on your schedule until maybe next year again.
Yeah, right. It's kind of this is our third year coming out, so the Distillery Classic, they call it. One year we played in Elkhorn, and the last couple of them traveled out with Coleman Egan High School. And it's a four-man basketball. It's back and forth, boys and girls. It kind of started more as a tandem conference type matchup with some senior South Dakota schools. And I know with the weather and stuff this year, some of those tandem schools had to play some conference games. So it's a little bit different than maybe it normally would have been. But we're still making the trip out here. And we're playing Esteline Hendricks today. So the team, again, we haven't seen us since the film on them. And I think they've just recently got a new coach, too. So things could change now from maybe the film that I got this past week. So we're going to go out there and roll the ball out and kind of control things on the weekend. And we just, watching film is great and stuff. And we have a lot of things ourselves that we have to work on and we do improve on too and cut out and kind of change our game. So we're going just a good way to play that. A team that literally knows nothing about us. And we can go out there maybe fix some of those mistakes and they won't know exactly things we're trying to do. We're trying to accomplish. And same goes for them, new coach and things like that, that they're going to work on some new bugs and things that they're going to show, probably be dressed and change at this point. But there'll be some differences that I probably haven't seen so far. So, again, hopefully we can get off there and go and compete and give ourselves a chance to get the one with the win and see what happens.
Okay. That's just for varsity?
Yep, it's just a varsity only today. Yeah, we play at 11:30, and then the boys play a couple games after us at, I think it's 2:30.
Okay.
Against, you'll find that out with Joel, but another team out of South Dakota. But, just a little difference, playing those quarters. Again, we have a little taste of it playing playing Milbank earlier in the year, so the kind of quarters and their experience again is going to be a little more built up. That's probably the biggest thing that we talked about is, you can – it's harder to probably go on runs playing quarters than it is in a full half. It just kind of continues to go. You still have the same amount of timeouts, and then it breaks up after every 8 minutes. So, again, that can kind of help or hurt you a little bit, depending on what side you're on, if you're on a run or not. But, again, just a little bit different, but we have a full squad, and everybody has 2 halves today, so maybe play some more girls and figure out some matchups and, some things we like, and we'll see out of there, the rotations, and and get creative and see what happens.
Okay, and then next week games.
Next week, we've got a nice, the next couple of weeks we're at home. We don't have a load at all for the next 2 weeks, so that'll be kind of nice here. On Tuesday, we'll be hosting KMS. Again, another really good team in the North Pass, the team there at the top to win the thing. And then on Friday, we host all of them. So a nice Friday night matchup for us and a team we had some success for the first time. And continue hopefully to at least find a win there too as well.
Okay. Well, best of luck today and those other games next week, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
Yeah, I appreciate it, guys. Those Eagles.
That's Dylan Erickson on girls basketball. We'll get on the phone and talk boys basketball with Joel Voorhees after this.
It's Saturday, January 24th. We say happy birthday to Virginia Jenny Goplin, Roxy Ramo, First Lady of Q92 Sports, Jennifer Schmidt, Bruce Strike, Tanya Jurgensen, Ava Deline, Easton Fernals, Nikki Giese of Gary, South Dakota, celebrating on Saturday. Sunday, happy birthday to Andrea Nikolai, Megan Ronglin, Linda Vonderhaar, Gail Borman, Lindsay Weber, and Sonny Art over at Ortonville. Hope you all have a great day.
It's January clearance time at Soul Wearable Designs Incorporated in downtown Appleton. Right now, take 25% off store-wide, and when you spend $100, take an additional 20% off. Check out the clearance clothing rack at 75 to 90% off, plus jewelry marked down 50%. But hurry, sale ends January 28th, and the best selections won't last. Shop Soul Wearable Designs in downtown Appleton. They're open Monday and Tuesdays 10 to 4, Wednesdays 10 to 5. Fashion, savings, and style all in one stop. Soul Wearable Designs, Appleton.
Picture this. Soft lights overhead, open skies, and a moment that feels straight out of a love story. At The Vine, our pavilion blends rustic romance and natural beauty for weddings that feel effortless and enchanting. With twinkling lights and open air, celebrations feel personal. Located in Southwest Minnesota, The Vine is where love gathers. Now booking 2026 weddings at thevinemn.com.
Al's Mercantile in downtown Dawson is celebrating their 15th anniversary this January, and you're invited Tuesday the 20th through Saturday the 24th. Walk in the door and get a bag, then take 20% off everything you can fit inside, with some exclusions. From tools and hardware to gifts, home items, and more, Al's Mercantile is way more than a hardware store. Then wrap up the celebration Saturday the 24th with a free chili feed from 11 to 1. Don't miss the Al's Mercantile Anniversary Sale, January 20th through the 24th in downtown Dawson.
Oh, welcome back at the Coach's Show. We'll turn our attention now to boys basketball. And Joel, you had a couple games this week, and then you're not en route, but getting ready to travel to South Dakota, playing the same type of a schedule that the girls did with that Dylan just got done with. So let's hear about the games that you had this week.
Sounds good. Thanks for having me again, Mr. Newman. We head out today to Coleman Egan High School, and we play Oldham Ramona Rutland. That should be a good game. We're heading out here with the shoot around at 10:30, and then popping on the coach bus, riding in style, and watching a basketball movie on our way over, and having a little Buffalo Wild Wings after the game.
Oh, wow.
So that should be fun today. I know the guys are excited for that.
That's for sure. That's for sure.
So we'll talk about the two games that we had this week.
Right.
On Monday, we didn't have school, so this was a little out of the routine for the guys, but we traveled over to KMS, and they pounced on us early with an 8-47 lead after the first half. They had a strong four-court defense that traps just threw us for a lot of loops. So finishing for the game, we were 14 out of 25 on the field compared to their 26 of 43. On three-pointers, we were 1 of 12 compared to their 9 out of 26. Free throws, we were 6 out of 10 compared to their 2 out of 3. Rebounds on the night, we had 28 compared to their 31. Steals, we had 3 compared to their 21. And turnovers, we had 30 compared to their 6. Yeah, we responded in the second half, still playing the game and only losing the second half by 5, so we had 29 compared to their 34. So it was good that we responded and came out and had a little bit more fire, but we kind of dug ourselves in the hole in that first half and couldn't get out of it. So finishing the game was Black Apollo with 37 compared to KMS's 81.
Wow, yeah.
Yep. But Tanner Tilbury, he responded well. He had 11 of his 13 in the second half, finishing with, he had 14 on the night. Noah Arndt, Elias Alonzo, Griffin Kranz, Tanner Kavis, Jackson Fernholz, Carter Moan, Caden Stender, and Thomas Emmis all had 2 points. And Grant Bierke and Nolan Smith had 3 for Grant and 1 for Nolan. Our top rebounders on the night were Thomas Emmis, Gavin Tasto, and Tanner Tilbury with 4 apiece. Our top assist guy was Grant Bierke with 3. And our top steal leaders were Thomas Emmis with 2 and Gavin Tasto with 1.
Okay. All right. How about the V
squad? Hats off to KMS. They're a tough squad, and
the
first time we played them, they didn't have their original personnel that would have started, so it was a little bit closer of a game the first time we played them at home, but they're a tough squad, so hats off to Matt Froggett over there.
Okay. B squad, C squad?
C squad won, and B squad got a loss on the night. It was a close game, but it was a hard full court trap, so what they were doing, and kind of threw the B squad for a little bit of a loop.
Okay. And then your other game?
The other game this week was at home against TMB on Thursday. We had to start that game a little bit early before the extreme cold hit. So we had C squad and JV playing at the same time at 4 o'clock, and then varsity tailed at about 5:20-ish. But get those games in before it got really cold and didn't have school the next day. But for the night, in the first half, it was 27-46. We started off the game very hot. It was first 7 minutes. It was basically us or a little bit of them just tailing, close, and then towards the end of the first half is when our turnovers accumulated and they pulled ahead and got a 46-27 lead going into the second half. And on the night, we were 21 out of 38 for the field compared to their 20 out of 36, so that was good to see that we had more shots made. And we were getting more shots up, but some of their makes were threes compared to ours. So we had 6 out of 11 out of their 9 out of 10. Oh, I'm sorry, that's for free throws. Three-pointers was 5 out of 20 for us and 12 out of 31 for them. So they were really putting up those three balls.
Yeah.
Rebounds on the night, we had 32 to their 38. Assists, 18 to their 24. Steals, we had 11 to their 13. And turnovers, it was all a lot in the first half, but we had 20 on the night compared to their 15. And second half, we had 36 and they had 39 for a final score of Black Apollo 63 and TMB 85.
Okay. Stats
on the night. We had a freshman that led us in scoring. Griffin Kranz got his first start on the night.
Okay.
Start out for the year, he finished with 20 points. So he was our high guy, and following him was Nolan Smith with 6, Gavin Tasto with 5, Grant Bierke with 6, Thomas Emmis with 4, Jackson Fernholz with 4, Elias Alonzo with 3, Caden Stender with 3, Carter Moan with 2, and Aaron Bond with 2.
Okay.
Top rebounders on the night were Tanner Tilbury with 7, and Nolan Smith with 6. And our top assists on the night was Nolan Smith with 6, Thomas Emmis with 3, and I had 2 with 2 apiece, Tanner Tilbury and Griffin Kranz. steals on the night, our top three were Tanner Tilbury, Griffin Kranz, and Noah Arndt with two apiece. And we had one block on the night with Tanner Tilbury.
Okay. How about the B squad and C squad?
B squad and C squad both had good games, both with victories.
Okay.
Didn't get to see a lot of the C squad since it was the same time as the
right.
B squad.
Yeah.
B squad was tight in the first half, and then in the second half we extended our lead and started to pull away. So it was good to see that.
All right.
Well, so on the year, C squad is now 10-2, B squad is 10-6, and varsity is 1-15.
Okay. And then let's turn our attention to today.
Sure.
Right after you get off the phone, you're going to head to the school and then hop in a bus and go into South Dakota. Now, the rules are different in South Dakota?
Yes. We'll be playing quarters over there, so 8-minute quarters. So 4 minutes less than what we normally play with our 18-minute halves.
Okay. And you've never been there before? You don't know the size of the gyms?
We were actually there last year.
Okay.
We played in the same gym last year. The year before that, we played on the main gym. So we've been there now for the last 2 years.
Okay. So it's not a big gym like Millbank?
No. Nope.
Okay.
This is going to be in their auxiliary gym, so their practice gym. It's a little bit confined quarters in there, but not as big as the 94 feet over in Millbank.
Right. And then you're playing right after the girls get done?
Well, I think the girls actually play a little bit earlier than us, so we might see them right as we walk in.
Okay.
We play at 2:30.
Okay. Well, they're en route right now. So.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep. So. And we'll get going here at about 11:30 from the high school after our shoot around.
Okay. And then do you just play one game? Or?
Yep, it's just a varsity game.
Okay.
Just one game, so... I told the guys it's going to be a trip out there, but we'll watch a nice basketball movie, ride in style, comfort, and have some fun today.
Yeah, that's right. So then your schedule for next week?
Next week, we are at RCW on Monday. And then on Thursday, we're at home against Mineota on the 29th.
Okay.
So we've had some future Eagles, been playing at halftimes at JV and varsity games at our home game. So that's nice as a new addition. I've watched the younger ones play.
Right. Yeah. Every weekend... you work with the elementary kids, or is it during the week?
On the Saturdays.
Oh, on Saturdays, yeah.
And we're going to do that through February, so see if we can get a lot of people out there and refine our skills. And I know we got our elementary tournament coming up this weekend out at Lacaparo on the 31st.
Okay.
Not this weekend, but next weekend, I'm sorry.
Right. Okay. All right. Well, thanks for the report. Best of luck today and the two games during the week next, up and coming week, and we'll hear all about it next Saturday morning.
All right. Sounds good. Thanks for having me again, Mr. Newman.
You bet. Okay. That's Joel Voorhees on boys basketball, and we will take this break and finish out the culture show after this.
Jesse here with Myers Electric and Infrared. With nearly 20 years in business and decades of combined experience, we have what it takes to get your project done on budget and on time. But don't just take my word for it. Ask around. Talk to one of our many satisfied customers. In most cases, I didn't even have to bribe them to give us a good review. As always, we offer free estimates and 100% satisfaction. Call Myers Electric and Infrared at 320-226-7447.
You'll want to shop the Country Butcher in downtown Dawson. Why? Well, Kip has some great specials in January. fresh beef cuts, 10% off. Pork, beef, and variety bundles, 10% off. Or pre-order ground chuck, $6.50 a pound. The Country Butcher in Dawson, they're open Tuesday through Friday, 10 a.m. to 5:30, Saturday, 9 to 1, and closed Sunday and Mondays. January specials at the Country Butcher is perfect for filling the freezer this month and warming up winter meals. That's the Country Butcher, downtown Dawson.
Sundrop, the original citrus soda, predates any of the other copycat citrus sodas. Sundrop is a local favorite that has been distributed by Madison Bottling Company since the 1960s. Thanks for making Sundrop the local citrus soda favorite. Distributed by Madison Bottling Company, serving the local area for more than 100 years.
Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods, right downtown Dawson, Minnesota, is your one-stop shopping headquarters for graphic art design, embroidery, screen printing, and specialty advertising products. They specialize in corporate, team, and school clothing, hats, jackets, t-shirts, sweats, advertising specialties for any occasion like family reunions, summer camps, and more. Awards and sporting goods. At Jim's Clothing and Sporting Goods in Dawson, they offer personalized stock or custom graphic designs to fit any job you may need. Give them a call at 320-769-2317 for information or look them up on the web at www.jimsclothing.com.
See a movie at the Grand Theater in Madison showing Friday, January 23rd through Monday, January 26th in Theater 1. It's animated family film David. That's David, rated PG in Theater 1. Held over in Theater 2, Sydney Sweeney stars in a drama and thriller, The Housemaid. That's The Housemaid, rated R in Theater 2. Both show once nightly at 7, Friday, Saturday, Sunday, and Monday at the Grand.
Oh, welcome back to the Culture Show. I was wrong with the dance line. It was supposed to be last night, and it was canceled, and it will be made up on Thursday at the Yellow Medicine East High School. So go over and watch the dance line on Thursday. Best of luck to the basketball teams today and the season. Ninth grade individuals down in Cambie today for wrestling. Well, we'll close out the show with some Dick Newman sick jokes of the week. Visitors that go to Cuba usually Havana good time. Did you hear about the new line of Elvis Presley-themed steakhouses? They will be for people who love meat tender. Last summer was a terrible for Humpty Dumpty, but he had a great fall. Well, thanks for listening. Tune in again next Saturday morning. And just remember, you don't have to play a sport to be one.
Great music for Montevideo, Benson, and Morris on Q92 KLQP-FM.
Someone to tell you everything. Sit around and wonder what tomorrow will bring. Maybe a diamond ring.
Well, it's all right, even if they say you're wrong. Well, it's all right. Sometimes you gotta be strong. Well, it's all right, as long as you got somewhere to lay.
Somewhere down the road when somebody plays
the
purple haze.
Well, it's all right, even when push comes to shove. Well, it's all right,
car I drive.
The end of the line.
I'm just glad to be here, happy to feel that.
The end of the line, of the line.
And it don't matter if you're by my side.
Well, it's alright, even if you're old and gray. Well, it's alright, you still got something to say. Well, it's alright, remember to live and live. Well, it's alright, best you can do is forgive. Well, it's alright, riding around on the breeze. Well, it's
just seems like everybody's getting on your case, from your teacher all the way down to your best girlfriend. Well, you know, I used to have them just about all the time, but I found a way to get out of it. Let me tell you.